The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yeah, you do.
The opening segment, thank you.
Today.
Douche. Our show is brought to you by Encore Insurance Services.
Encore!
LLC.
I disagree.
Official sponsor of our live stage show, November 10th at Circus Circus in Reno. I want you to listen today because I think it's going to sound a lot better. I really think today
it already sounds better to me.
But I mean, after the show, I want you to listen because I really think it's
Mike. What do you think?
I think all your hard work just made a difference.
You know what I do every day when I get home? What? Listen to this show twice and say, "How can I make it better?"
Encore Insurance Services LLC, official sponsor of our live stage show,
yay,
November 10th at Circus Circus in Reno. Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much.
Encore
may be able to help you, just as they've helped Oscar Santana. I'd love to hear about that. For a free quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866.
It's fast, it's easy, and it's a lot more affordable than you think.
And you get one agent for the whole time.
Yeah. What I said was enough, Rob.
866-347-5748. They'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer information at smartterm.com. We are so proud and grateful to be sponsored again by
Encore
Insurance Services. They're really making this trip out to Reno possible.
Yes, they are.
And now, speaking of that, it's time to start the show. Do you have a band in the Reno, Nevada area that is looking for fabulous exposure? Well, The Mike O'Meara Show is looking for you. If you would like this golden opportunity to appear on stage at Circus Circus Hotel and Casino in fabulous Reno, Nevada, a house band. That's right. The opportunity. I have to start again. Start it again. Wait. Yeah. Didn't come out right.
I want
to
do this fine. Right.
Here we go.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
This is the good one.
Here we go. In three, two.
Take two.
Do you have a band in the Reno, Nevada area that is looking for fabulous exposure? Well, The Mike O'Meara Show is looking for you. If you would like this golden opportunity to appear on stage at Circus Circus Hotel and Casino in fabulous Reno, Nevada as our house band, then get ready for this. The cast of TMOS is now taking auditions for our house band.
We invite any three-piece or greater musical ensemble to send their audition video or YouTube clip to houseband at Mike O'Meara Show, DOTCOM.
This could be your ticket to fame and fortune.
Yes.
All entries will be judged on musicianship, stage presence, and star quality.
Mike?
Yes.
Do you favor horns in a band?
Oh, you bet your ass.
Yeah, I like that.
The winner will be our house band at the Mike O'Meara Live Show on November 10th at Circus Circus.
Deadline for entries is October 10th, although TMOS reserves the right to name a winner of a band. I'm sorry. Deadline for entries is October 10th. Although TMOS reserves the right to name a winner if a band knocks RD in the dirt.
Send videos and YouTube clips to House Band.
What band?
House Band.
Of course.
At MikeO'MearaShow.com. That's where you send it.
It's hard to believe, but that was produced live.
That's right. Yeah, I didn't do it. I'll do another version that we record.
Another version?
That's how we'll do it. But we're looking for our house band for Reno, and we decided this would be a fun way to do it.
Yeah.
We've been talking about this for 2 months. We just we get sidetracked on stuff.
Just got around to the band part.
We're not real organized that way. That's the way it is. So anyway, if you would like to be our house band at Circus Circus, we look forward to what?
I was going
to
ask, what about what the people are clamoring for? A crap reunion.
No. God, don't even. God, I swear to God, I'm going to have you edit that out of the show.
No, it was simply a joke.
Because that my guys will call me.
Don't call. Like I say on every show, don't call.
No,
don't
call. Need that. I didn't start the show properly. I don't need that.
Do you need a proper timer?
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
You love being on stage, though.
Antihistamine. Well, I love being on stage, but I've got things to do on
that
stage.
Yeah, but who's to say you couldn't sing and entertain?
No, you see, now what I did was bad, but what he's doing is worse.
Because he's pulling the curtain back too far.
Too far.
Mm-hmm. Douche. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
I don't pay attention.
You don't?
No.
come to rehearsal. Come when, to rehearsal occasionally.
Yeah, and pay attention during the audio vault.
We have
and
rehearsals.
You're too loud.
Yeah, you're too loud.
I've always said that.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Can turn to Huey Lewis on. Welcome to the Mike O'Meara
Show. And I'm too loud. All right. Listen to that. Jesus Christ.
What, me?
The squeaking over here.
Ain't right. No compressor going to stop that.
All right, everyone stop. So what we're doing is, this is serious. We are looking for a house band. Now, when we did our live show in here in the D.C. area, of course, we had Mark's brother. We're not doing that this time. This time, we're not looking for anything other than, you know, our Paul Schaefer for the evening.
This is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
That's right. Not that, you know, we wouldn't love to have Black Gold tour
they
with us,
great.
But unfortunately, they're a New York-based band, and this just ain't going to work because we can't afford to fly them across the
country. We offered them the gig, and they wanted something of a consideration.
Yes, and we're because of the limited...
No, that's not true. The,
yeah.
Now
come
cut that out.
You stop truth. That, Rochester.
So we are looking for a house band, and we have gotten over the last year, occasionally we'll get someone sending us a clip or somebody sends us something from a band and says, hey, you guys looking for a band for your Reno show? Well, the fact is we are, and now we're opening all the gates up, and if you would like to do that, send those clips along to Mr. Mark Ronick at MikeO'MearaShow.com. It's house band at MikeO'MearaShow.com.
Yes.
And really, I mean, sky's the limit. And when I say a minimum three-piece ensemble, I do mean that. That would be
minimum,
fine.
Man.
But really, you know, if you wanted to roll your, you know, you were looking for like a November 10th exposure date and you wanted to bring your horns in.
That's right.
We're all in on that.
You'd like a travel.
That's hard to do because you got to, you know, because our resources are limited.
You say house band. You know what I think the word you're looking for is show band.
Yes.
We want a show band.
We will. There will be a nominal fee that we will pay for a band.
No. Not really.
Can you put a price on exposure, Mike?
It depends. Depends on the band.
All right.
Everything's negotiable, but you know the fact. Yeah,
it sure is.
I would look if I was a house band. I would look for everything from free.
Yes.
To a few $100.
I would say your parking comped.
Yeah, and maybe we'll throw in a bagel.
I would say you're parking
with cream cheese if that's what you like.
Let me stress toasted. Here. In the great tradition of radio stations, which, you know, whore everybody out saying you're going to be on the radio, this is fabulous exposure for a band.
It is.
Maybe the best.
This is a sold-out room at Circus. It's going to be great. And, we like, the reason I threw the Huey Lewis on there, you know, we like kind of horns and we like big, overproduced sound.
Yeah,
big. That's what we enjoy. But that doesn't take away from the fact that you could generate something special with
if you're good.
There was a band that I saw out at Sturgis called Blandini. They were a three-piece band, and this guy
magic tricks.
This guy, if anybody wants to look Blandini up on the internet, go ahead and check it out because they were absolutely amazing. They covered The Who. They covered every classic rock artist I've ever heard, and they did so in a very unique way. And I really thought they were fabulous.
What if we have a listener that's more kind of like house music, Tiesto?
I don't know if house music is, Skrillex is, you might like that. And I know,
love the Skrillex.
You have come to the room today with your little pick the scab attitude. And I'm telling you, I'm having none of it.
Hey, they're popular. They're getting mainstream.
Skrillex. I thought that was something that the one had if he had like a disease on the end of his testicle.
I've had that. Listen to the Mike O'Meara Show at www.mikeomearashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Before I ever ran a casino or got myself blown up, Ace Rothstein was a hell of a handicapper. I can tell you that. I was so good that whenever I bet, I could change the odds for every bookmaker in the country. I'm serious. I had it down so cold that I was given paradise on earth. I was given one of the biggest casinos in Las Vegas to run, the Tangiers, by the only kind of guys that can actually get you that kind of money, $62,700,000. I don't know all the details.
Matter of fact, nobody knew all the details, but it should have been perfect.
At that time, Vegas was a place where millions of suckers flew in every year on their own nickel and left behind about $1 billion. But at night, you couldn't see the desert that surrounds Las Vegas. But it's in the desert where lots of the town's problems are solved.
Got a lot of holes in the desert, and a lot of problems are buried in those holes. Except you gotta do it right.
I mean, you got to have the hole already dug before you show up with a package in the trunk. Otherwise, you're talking about half hour or 45 minutes to dig it. And who knows who's going to be coming along in that time. Before you know it, you got to dig a few more holes. You could be there all f***ing night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Buzz Burbank. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Hey, hey. What is this?
Graham Parsons.
Oh, Graham Parsons.
Ooh, Las Vegas. It sort of fits the musical clip.
Live from the Cappy Fiverr Studios, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are heard in 150 countries worldwide. We have 15 million downloads, and we are delighted to have you with us on Wednesday, September 12, 2012.
Welcome.
Our show today is brought to you by Scorvig.com. If you want to get those tickets, we tell you every single day, there's a better way to get them. It's called Scorvig. They work with everybody to get you the lowest possible prices on tickets. Tickets to events like what? The Nationals versus the Dodgers, the Nationals versus the Phillies.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The Nationals versus the Braves.
Yes.
The Nationals versus the Cardinals.
Yes.
Do you think they have Nationals tickets? Do you think you can get a good deal at the Nationals?
Ask.
I mean, go to the stadium. Seriously.
But you know what, Mike? I know you don't follow sports, but I want to tell you something. The Nationals are happening.
Yes, they are.
Are.
And also, the Redskins tickets, they've got those all season long. If you want an opportunity to save right now, Patrick Schumar says he saved 90% on Nats Brewers tickets using the TMOS code. Are you ready for this? He paid $5 a seat.
Settle down.
What?
Relax, Mark.
I'm not exaggerating here. Scorvig works with the teams, the promoters, other ticket providers, so you can save 10 to 60% on your favorite team, whether it's baseball, NFL, NBA, college, or the NHL, which I hope doesn't go on strike.
Yeah.
Anyway, so go to scorvig.com, enter the code TMOS at checkout, and save at least $30 below box office price on your first purchase. Thank you at scorvig.com.
Good folk.
On the program today, Buzz's nude photos, the iPhone 5, we'll go to Oscar and Mark for that one. Sons of Anarchy back on TV last night. Riding to the Pentagon for 9/11.
Yes.
And let me see, hats off to AU. Did you guys hear this story?
Yeah.
American University, my alma mater.
Yes. Proud son.
Anybody? Buzz has heard it.
Right.
Is it in your newscast?
No, go for it.
No, has it knocked DeMatha off the hot and trending chart?
No, you don't know what it is.
I have no idea.
I'm so very excited. Buzz knows what it is.
Yes.
All right.
And we did the band auditions already.
Yes.
Let me just say to my beloved Carla, happy anniversary.
Hey.
Happy anniversary. All right. There we go. Just wanted to say that.
That's it.
3 years of bliss, 9 years together. I think we're entering, we're not entering the marriage record yet, but we might be in the time together record.
Relationship.
Mm-hmm. We might be in the time together mm-hmm. record. So, yeah, and do you believe in miracles?
It's been a long time. You know, it's funny because I do remember that you guys got married like when the downtime of the show, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah, which is, you know, that should have told me something right there
mm-hmm.
that she waited till I was down on my luck to marry
right.
me.
That's right.
She caught you when you were weak.
It was a pity wedding.
I was weak, which I still am.
Well, she saw.
Very weak.
Just because you're unemployed doesn't mean you weren't insured.
Yes.
And perhaps she saw the writing on the wall.
You're right about that.
Yeah.
I've got some assets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a few.
Yeah.
You know, she's still, I think in the prenup, you know, what we said was, you know, if she divorces me, she gets very little. If she finds a clever way to murder me, she gets a windfall.
It's called double indemnity.
That's right. But I love her, and we're having
and
a great
she
time.
You. She's very fond
and
of you.
And she cracks me up more often than not, and that's I guess, what
that's
it's
nice. That's the sweetest anniversary greeting I've ever heard.
Well, all right.
Did you see what I wrote on your Facebook?
I'm so comfortable with it.
See what I wrote on your Facebook wall today?
Yeah, douche.
No, I think it was
what
nice.
What did he write? He
put, what are the odds?
No.
Shut up.
You're getting it wrong.
What do the mob members say? The mobs start putting up the odds.
No.
They put the odds up.
On your
Facebook page,
you put odds on my marriage. You totally misread it. What happened is I wrote, congratulations on 3 years, Mike. I credit your marital status to having a radio station in your house. And then someone wrote, you know, Carla's having an anniversary, too.
Oh, hold on.
And then I wrote, what are the odds of you having an anniversary on the same day?
But you know what's the nice thing about Facebook?
That it's going to prove me right. It's wonderful.
Evidence, baby.
Yeah. All right.
The documentation.
He's about to get pissed.
Well, first of all, you got to go deep into his page because he writes 60 messages an hour.
Wrote it on your page, Mike. Wrote it on your page.
All right.
Must be nice.
Oh, you wrote it on my page.
Yes, because it's a greeting to you. Also wrote on Carla's page.
All right, calm down.
You attacked me when I shouldn't have been attacked.
I didn't attack you.
But what is Carla's anniversary?
What do you mean?
Well, you were just doing shtick and wrote, "What are the odds?"
All right, no. Rob Spiewak at Mike O'Mara writes, "Happy anniversary, Mike. I credit your happiness to having a radio station in your living room." Now, that's
period.
Fine.
Yes.
That's fine.
Right. Yeah.
It's fine. It's fine in still, Rob's way.
It's a little shtick.
It's snarky.
It's Spiewak.
It's snarky.
It's
Spiewak.
It's not snarky.
It's
what
snarky.
It is.
It could, how about you write, "Happy anniversary. Love you both."
Yeah.
I don't know. Nice. You know,
where's the entertainment?
Very,
in that?
Very fond of them both. But you see, the thing is
but
that's
then
not
he gets
snarky.
Involved. Hold on. And then you get involved in your own thread, which is because you just, because you know what you're doing. I know what you're doing here.
You're getting this right. So wrong.
So yeah, Ernesto writes, "Carla, your wife has an anniversary as well."
See, yeah, what so, he's saying
is that you didn't mention her.
But you see, he's wrong because I wrote on her page as well.
Okay, good. All right. So, and then Rob writes, and Rob knows
see,
exactly
this is, no,
what
you
he's
see,
doing.
You're wrong here. Rob. You're wrong. You're wrong, sir.
you're a douchebag. I know exactly what you did.
You're an ass. You don't belong.
Can I just share?
Go back to making fun of the band.
Can I just share what you wrote?
Yes, and you see, you're going to misrepresent me.
I'm reading what you wrote.
Make me sound like Nick Nolte here.
Okay.
So Ernesto writes, "Carla, your wife has an anniversary as well."
Yes.
So indicating to Rob that you left out Carla, but then Rob says he wrote on Carla's wall. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Then Rob immediately afterwards writes, "What are the odds?"
I was responding to Ernesto, making a joke at the fact that you and your wife have an anniversary on the same day. Like, I don't get that.
Okay. All right. So let's say that was your goal.
And that is the gospel truth.
But as soon as marriages and odds come into play with me, Mr. Wow. Spiewak, they dive in, and Ernesto writes, 33.3333%.
Okay, that's not even a funny answer.
No. Then Sean McGuire writes 50-50, and I'm perceiving this as odds of the marriage.
Okay, well, maybe they're a-holes, but what I meant was I dig the fact
and
that Carla had
this is a sensitive subject for certain.
Rob merely attracted the a-holes.
May I add something real quick? Sorry. Do I have to?
Anyway, what's
just quickly.
What? What?
If as soon as, this is the way I would have handled things. As soon as I...
Suddenly, no, I don't want to. I'm not.
As soon as I saw the 33.333% post, I would delete my "What are the odds?" post.
Right.
Because I wouldn't want to fuel the flames.
I didn't perceive it as that. I just thought they were being idiots.
Don't worry your pretty little head about it.
About what?
About what?
Huh? But allow me to tell you, Mike, happy anniversary to you and your wife.
Okay, thank you.
Carla.
That means
very much.
Really mean that much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
It's really
Buzz,
good that Oscar's
speaking
here.
Of Facebook, Buzz, what's with the nude photos on Facebook?
Well, I would hardly say nude.
Did anybody see Buzz's picture?
No.
I'm wearing swim trunks, and I'm sitting on I described this on the air earlier, that I'm sitting on this, I said a pylon just as a shortcut, but it's a wooden structure.
It looks
structure.
Like you don't have any pants
It's a wooden
on.
Structure. No, it doesn't. Look, they're
blue.
Yeah, that's right, because my penis is
Oh, God,
blue.
I didn't know it was your profile. Oh, my God,
it's his
look
cover
at this.
Photo.
You can practically see his balls.
No, you can't.
Look at that picture.
I'd love to see it.
I know.
I'm getting it right now.
Everyone
look
would.
At, Buzz is the first one officially that has put a nude up as his profile.
Jesus.
Wow.
Why would you do that?
Because I was in the middle of the ocean and I was wearing swim trunks.
Incidentally,
and I was playing
this is wrong. Let me just break this down.
All right, go ahead.
Because this is wrong. This is wrong on so many levels. This photograph is so. First of all, you know, he's far too old to be putting that kind of a picture up there.
Well, do I look old?
No, you don't. No, you don't. I'll give you that. I'll give
technically,
you that.
He's far too old to be traveling.
No,
we don't want him far away from medical care.
You're topless in kind of a. You know, I'll give you some credit here. Uh-huh. You're topless in kind of a Hasselhoff way.
Yeah, thank you.
You know,
that's right.
So I'll give you credit for that.
Yeah.
But if you'll notice, someone in back over Buzz's right shoulder is drowning.
Yes.
And Buzz is calmly playing his effing ukulele.
The soundtrack for the
not
drowning.
Not paying attention to
a
it.
A lot of people don't know Buzz's size because he's not shown in perspective much, but that is not a ukulele he's playing.
No.
It's a Gibson guitar. He's that big.
I'm huge.
Speaking of that, you know, here's the one real disturbing thing. It's the shorts. The shorts are
they're swim trunks
that are hiked up to practically
like
European
swim trunks.
I didn't check that before I got
my
picture taken.
But you
taken.
Saw the picture.
I think
God's
Mr.
Sake.
Liddy looks great.
that's it.
It's not a Speedo.
This is a man.
Not a Speedo.
This is a man who wants to show his package.
Yeah, have you
to
heard
people.
Of board shorts?
Yeah, I have heard of them.
Do you like those?
They're all right.
What are board shorts?
I have longer.
Are those like the longer?
Yes. You guys see me in shorts all summer long, as a matter of fact. And they're down.
So why it's my favorite time of year.
They're down at my knees.
I don't.
I'm in the freaking Caribbean in a swimsuit, and it's a controversy.
I don't understand. I guess I'm confused here. One, I admire your confidence.
Thank you.
Clearly, you're confident.
Yes, seriously, I think this picture ought to be named the Isle of Scrote.
No. What I'm saying,
name it as you wish,
is a man that wears women's jeans.
Yeah, skinny jeans. Skinny like jeans. He did in the
yeah,
show.
Skinnier
jeans.
Than I have.
Uh-huh. He is desperate to show people.
Yeah,
he's coming. Oh yeah. Seriously, if there weren't laws,
I would say they're stylish. She's like ahead of anybody in this room.
And you know, also,
would know that those shorts are like from 1981.
No, actually, they just bought them last year.
From okay. where?
Consignment shop.
See, I think you're wrong. I don't think it's the shorts and when they were purchased. See, you're going to go with that whole he's old and he's wearing old clothing. I'm going to go with these were, I bet if he stood up, these would come down to about what, a half an inch over your knee? Probably.
Yeah, about that. I mean, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate the way I'm sitting.
Oh,
yeah, I
think
that
okay.
had something to do with it.
You've turned these into, you turned this into a Speedo.
Well, what mm-hmm. that is, he's made them into Daisy Dukes. And yes. let me say this. The first place that Carrie and I had together, we actually found the apartment because Buzz recommended the complex.
That's right. Yeah,
and many weekends, well, Buzz, it's true.
Yeah.
Stop me if this is untrue.
No, you go
many
right
weekends,
ahead.
We'd end up at the pool with the Elstons, which mm-hmm. was nice. It was
what
a
is that in
pool.
The back? Is that like a jetty in the back? Is that
It's people escaping.
It's a couple of people. On a floaty of some kind.
It's what people escaping and they're screaming, my eyes! My eyes!
What That's, island?
We're off the coast of Belize.
Oh,
there.
Belize. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what is that couple doing in the background? There's a guy with a hat.
Yeah, she
and
seems
a
to be on her knees.
You know what? That maybe it's not drowning. Oh, dear. I don't think she's drowning at all.
That ain't a snorkel.
I think American Express has an issue with his insurance policy.
Wow.
But when we would sometimes see the photograph. Elstons at the pool, uh-huh. Buzz would be in a sensible bathing suit. But when he'd take to the water,
yes,
uh-huh. he would have a second suit under his suit.
Do you think we could perhaps.
That was like a. That was
more
a Speedo.
Brief, yes.
Yeah. It was a Speedo?
Right.
Could we snatch
that was
this,
in better shape then.
Could we snatch this photograph and put it up at Michael? Michael
Any
America.
Man that's yes, in great shape should never wear a Speedo unless they're swimming in the Olympics.
All right,
I stand
good.
By that.
Well, all right. Good
well,
luck with that.
That's fair.
Nice to see you practicing the ukulele.
Thank you. I am. And enjoying it. Loving disgusting. It.
He does Absolutely. Look good for his age, though.
Yeah, doesn't he?
Well, the
yeah.
fact that he can stand is...
Well, I mean, look at it. He's got... he clearly has some shoulder muscles.
Mm-hmm.
His yes. pec muscles are there, you know?
He's a horny birdie.
Yes.
That's what he is.
The reason always, he has always, the shoulder always, muscles...
We have no dispute there.
The reason he has the shoulder muscles is the constant struggle of pulling those pants up.
The skinny jeans?
He's fighting the fabric, Mike.
Do you know, the other night, yesterday, I checked your jeans.
You
I
did.
Checked.
You tugged on my pants.
They are the stretch material.
That particular pair is, yes. Mm.
Yeah. Now, these are fairly skinny today.
Yeah, they are.
Would
these
you
are,
stand?
These are not stretch.
Would you
No,
rise?
They don't look stretch. No?
No, they're more normal.
No, that's
yeah,
normal.
Yeah, that's good.
They're more
that's
normal.
Good.
Okay. Yeah, but it looks like you should be skating a half pipe in those jeans. Like, those are
okay.
skater jeans.
I can do that.
Do those have little zippers on the
okay.
cuff to
Everybody
make sure
stop picking on Buzz.
Oh, it's fine. No, it's
let's
fine.
Move on to the iPhone 5.
Quite stylish.
Let's move
Very
on
excited.
To this.
And they are stylish.
Stylish is an iPhone.
It sounds to me like the only thing we're really going to get out of the iPhone 5, and I will bring in our iPhone, iPad,
Tech
Apple
4-in-1.
Passion guys. Mark and Oscar are passionate about these products. Are you guys going to line up like you always do for this new one, too? What
it,
do you think?
It depends for me. If I can trade my phone in or sell it on eBay and get the money back for it, then yes. Otherwise, I don't know if I should be spending that money.
What about you?
I'm up for an upgrade, so I've been waiting. I actually didn't go to the 4S because I've been waiting
me neither.
For the 5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this, what are you playing there?
That's Doogie Howser
theme. I use this for the Tech 411 promos.
All right, so I watched the tech guy come on NBC this morning, and he talks about, let me see if I've got this right. What
okay.
we are going to get, you're going to get a slightly larger video screen.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
You're going to get
display.
You're going to get, you're still going to get that wonderful Siri that
yes.
ain't worth crap.
They say hopefully an upgraded Siri.
I'll buy that when I see
yes.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then here's the bad news.
Uh-oh.
The charging port
I hate this.
Is going to be different. You're going to have to buy all new chargers because they're going to the universal.
And in the long run, that seems like it's okay because it's going to make you more, it's going to make it easier to buy chargers. But I hate
In the long run, but what it is in the short term is a windfall
yes.
of money
They just want you to buy more accessories.
Yes, that's right.
That's all they want you to do. That's it. I think they should have just kept it as is.
I like that charger.
I think it's a good idea. I mean, the purpose of this was to move the earphone jack and the power jack to the same end of the phone. And I'm all for that. I think it was a design flaw not to have done that in the first place.
Why would that make a
difference? And with my charger, all I have to do is replace the cord. I've got the little thing that plugs into the wall. Or in this case, you plug it into your computer. You just need a different wire.
You'll be able to buy adapters. They will offer them. Yeah. Also, just a little quick programming note.
So you'll be able to buy an adapter to charge it?
Yeah, to charge your new phone with your old devices. But
probably do that on anything.
Todd and I are recording Tech 411 immediately after the press conference this afternoon.
Okay.
So we waited for this week's Tech 411. So we don't want to recap.
I know you don't want to shoot it here. No. But
These are all rumors until they announce them.
We're waiting for the announcements.
So, and because they have not left it sitting in a restaurant, it's been very close to the vest, and a lot of people don't know exactly what this is going to be all about.
Yeah, the only outlier here so far is that, aside from the big screen, the 4G capability, depending on your carrier and who's going to be able to have it, is if they've added something we don't know.
Will you entertain two questions?
Yes.
Yeah. My phone says 4G on it.
Yes.
You have a 4S.
Yeah, so is this going to be different?
4BS.
HBS. Is this going to change what I have? Is it better? Is it going to have a different service?
Hi, this is the Apple company. I'd like to tell you about the brand new Horny Bob Spiewak phone. The Horny Bob Spiewak phone gets pictures of every lady on Facebook.
Much bigger screen.
It would ideally be faster if they go to 4G LTE.
And that's the rumor.
And the other question is actually for Buzz.
What about the 4BLT?
Delicious.
Mark can't have that. My question for Buzz, why is it a design flaw to have the ports on opposite sides?
Well, in my case, and I mentioned this before, like I've got a thing in my car that I mount my iPhone on. Yeah. And if I want my iPhone wired into the car system, I have to have a wire coming out of the top of the phone and a wire coming out of the bottom of the phone. This will put both wires at the same end of the phone so they can both hang down, drape down, and be more out of the way.
And provides for much safer driving.
What kind of port is it going to have?
It's a port of call.
No. What
at
kind
the
of,
bottom?
Yeah, what's the
it's
new port?
It's a headphone jack. They move the headphone jack from the top to the bottom.
I think Mike means
no, the charging port.
The replacement.
It's the same charging port you have on your MacBook Air.
Just in the same.
Oh, it's going to be that?
Yes. Yeah.
Will you still be able to pull a charge?
It's going to be a different size, clearly, for the phone, but it's going to be a similar one, a magnetic
one. Will you still be able to pull a charge? Will it still connect to your computer?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so it'll be USB on one end and then the new thing on the other.
Well, this is the thing. I don't know that for sure because
my brain is beginning to hurt.
Because right now you can do over-the-air updates.
That's right, wireless updates.
So you may not ever need to do that again.
I'm talking about charging though.
Yeah,
charging. You won't be able to charge through the air, or you get electrocuted when you walk.
Yeah, but you'll be able to dock it the way you used to in the past.
Great song by Herbie.
Did you hear
Herbie
that they said Buzz? The news story is out that this literally may impact the economy.
Oh,
it's
going to
be such a big deal.
Yes.
Rob thinks that that's complete.
You know why
Apple
they
hype.
Ran with the Apple said that.
Right.
I'm sure Apple said that.
I'm inclined to believe. I didn't write it. You don't have to yell at me like that.
This is going to be the largest electronic handheld device launch and sale in the world.
Oh, my
ever
God.
Happened.
General Motors, you're in the back seat because there's a new phone. Leave the phone alone.
You know, some people say that there's a problem with our stock index, that the fact that the S&P... they don't have Apple in the mix. They don't have these big companies in the mix. They had to. They should restructure all these companies because they're not. They don't reflect what.
So you're in the camp.
Our economy is these
days. You're in the camp that believes this may indeed have a dramatic impact on the.
It's the biggest company in the world.
Economic.
It is.
How does it not affect the economy? Just like Exxon, when Exxon was the biggest company in the world, their profits affect our economy.
And even though this is being built by Chinese college students, it's American ingenuity. It's American engineering.
There's nothing
that made
wrong
this
with
happen.
China.
What I still hate.
No, I didn't say there was.
Yes.
I still hate the fact that happens, that they use that slave labor China to make that
They've
stuff.
Improved their working conditions. They're giving them raises. Things are changing.
I still think I would like to see the possibility of Apple manufacturing some products over here.
You wouldn't be able to
States.
Afford the phone, I don't think.
Yeah,
that's the problem. It is cheaper, but they are treating the workers better. Have you heard anything about email? Because it's very frustrating to me that there's no junk mail folder, that there are no filters, there's no mark all as read.
Yeah, that's one thing I'd love to see, a mark all thing.
You know what? I can't speak to that because I haven't looked into it, but I will for you.
Cool.
How come you do that show?
Yes.
And you've got a lot of downloads on that show. A lot of people, I think, listen to that show on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like that
thing he does.
Exactly.
So no, they've got some. I'm sure they've got some serious traction.
So what?
Big O and Dukes, they're a great show.
It's
Mark and Lowell. You know, take that home with him.
When you pound your sofa cushion,
yes,
it pops your microphone.
I'll pound my knee.
Do it again. Go ahead.
Wait, how's this?
Much better.
That's nice.
Much better. So my
try
question,
hitting your forehead. See how that sounds.
Try with shorts. You should be getting freebies. You should be getting that. You should get a prototype of that.
You know
phone.
What I get and what Todd gets? Dick.
Yeah.
Don't you think you
well,
should?
Well, we've heard rumors.
We've
heard. No.
You have a show that's dedicated to that stuff, and it's got listeners.
Yeah, I would love freebies. Right. But you know what we would like, and I think we're getting? Advertisers.
Mm-hmm. Ah, very
more
good.
Important.
Very nice. I like that.
Yes.
That's all right.
All right.
Heard a rumor.
So it comes out to the press conferences today.
Today.
All right. So and Tech 411 will be available.
Released this afternoon.
And it'll be live tonight, right?
We're actually... This is pulling back the curtain here. I'm actually going to sneak into the Mangrate Studios.
Oh.
And after the press conference, try to put a show together with Todd via Skype.
Oh, nice.
So,
And how did the video presentation of BOND work last
night? We're working. You know what's strange is the machine looks great. And actually, we do a great job here.
Great.
The one thing we're working on is the bit rate of how, and this to get nerdy, how fast it can leave the building.
Right.
That's the only thing we got to figure out. Okay. Other than that, it looked beautiful.
Maybe there's too many bits in the show. Maybe you need to scale back the number of bits in the show.
Yeah, we try to do minimum bits.
Minimum bits. Yeah. Minimum 5.
Head to the pit vault.
We will take a break. And when we come back, a little tribute to my alma mater, American University.
I can't wait.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Boy, it's so nice to be seeing these Wait Not segments that I have to talk about and being able to share my own experience with you because we're talking about Wait Not. Rob has had amazing success. Our friend RJ also. We have amazing success from our listeners. This one comes from Chan Richards, our good friend who's out in Alaska.
Hi, Chan.
Now, Chan didn't strike me as a real big guy, but he wants to thank his friends at the Mike O'Mara Show and their sponsor, Wait Not, for helping him lose 21 pounds in a month.
See? Wow, see?
He feels great, and he's finally able to start exercising again without it taking a toll. If it wasn't for the true life testimonials of the guys on the show, I would never have thought twice about a diet, let alone this one. I now have a healthier outlook with cooking and a renewed enthusiasm for creating in the kitchen. Cool. It's one of the nice things about Wait Not. You come up with all sorts of creative ways to eat healthy.
Yes.
It's amazing how good vegetables can be when you get creative. I totally agree with that.
Chan's words. I'm
going to be working on it as soon as we get off the show today. Thank you, Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, RJ Diaz, and Wait Not. Well, you know, I'm here to tell you that I just finished day two yesterday of the first part of the Wait Not program. 7 pounds down, ladies.
Yeah, baby.
Mike, if you can continue to average 3.5 pounds a day, think how skinny you'll be by Christmas.
Rob, a lot of people will hear that number and they'll go, absolutely no way. But
no.
You've been there.
I have
done
this, and it's now called Healthy Start, I believe. And
Healthy
it is
Start.
the additional 7 day when you begin, and it's mostly a detox.
And
it sets your body up for what's to follow. I've lost, I believe, the three times I've done it on this Healthy Start, 11, 14, and 12 pounds in a week.
Wow. Wow.
And you feel fantastic.
Yeah,
then it slows way down to just a pound a day.
No,
but that's your motivation to keep going.
It's
that
so
progress.
Great. And
it
you
is,
feel so good.
It's such a great feeling. And there's no, let me tell you about Wait. The thing I love about Wait Not the most is that, is this program where you immediately see if you, and I, when you follow this program the way it's laid out and they lay everything out there for you and you finally get to eat your real food on day three, as I did today, and you know that you're going to get the results, and that is such a motivating tool.
It
and
is.
Yeah, you might hear that and go, oh, come on, 3.5. Yeah, well, it's true, folks.
It is
true.
I'm sitting here telling you that's the truth. 855 Wait Not, 855-934-4486, waitnot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe, and I'll keep you posted, and I'll let you know my highs, my lows, my peaks, my valleys. I will let you know everything about this.
As a coworker, I look forward to tomorrow because I think you're going to be a little more smiley.
F you, Rob.
Hey, thank you. Happy anniversary.
All right, American University.
Yeah, you're alma mater.
This is too funny. This is like a throwaway news thing. I think I watched
it. You built it up.
I watched it with Tony Perkins. It might have been with Tony today. On the campus of American University, a major, major controversy as a professor brought her child
into the classroom.
I didn't know that was AU. Yes.
And breastfed
oh.
in front of the entire class.
Now, is this a man or a woman professor?
I got to tell you something. As somebody who went to that school and knowing the wags that go to American University, we would have been... I mean, how... Look, yeah. you know, you see the picture of the teacher there, and...
Teacher. No. It's a professor, Mike.
How can she think that that would not have been disruptive in a class?
Yeah.
She claims that she didn't show any nipple.
What
well,
course?
The baby was on the nipple.
And this is why, to a certain extent, it should be okay. She was teaching anthropology.
Feminist anthropology.
How upset can you be? I mean, that's if you're studying anthropology, you're going to see pictures of that in the books
okay.
anyway.
As a guy who took, I took women's lit, which was... Not
by the way, folks, that word was lit, short for literature.
Yes, which wasn't my wheelhouse. It was an option because I thought there'd be a lot of girls in the
trying
class.
To get laid, right?
Yeah, it was the hardest class I've ever taken in my life, and
really
I could care
hard.
Less about Sylvia Plath, but I had to read a million of her books. And I sat there and I said, "Well, this is a feminist classroom.
Yeah.
Everybody in this classroom is either." Borderline lesbian, which is nothing wrong with that, but they don't want anything to do with guys, or they hate men and they like men, but they hate them.
Right.
So I couldn't imagine being in that classroom and someone complaining, as Buzz would say, because you're kind of there for that flavor.
Right.
So in today's society, while breastfeeding in a college classroom probably isn't the right way to do it, you think
probably.
that audience wouldn't complain about it.
I thought one student summed it up very well when they said it wasn't the breastfeeding that bothered me. It was the fact that she brought the kid to class in the first place.
Okay, here it is.
And, you know, really, that is the point.
Yeah. Boom, bam.
Right. This is from the New York Daily News. A college professor who breastfed her sick baby during a class is shocked and annoyed that the incident has sparked debate on campus. But critics, including some students, found the breastfeeding scenario distracting and questioned why a teacher would bring a baby to work in the first place. Now,
right,
I'm not,
right.
you know me, I'm the last person that judges people, but doesn't
that's right.
But doesn't this look like the kind of broad
oh
that would
boy.
Do that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Doesn't this look like the patchouli liberal
yeah.
that would do this? Like the you know the, this is kind of like the people
little,
I met down at Obama.
Part, looks a little like a young Michael Douglas.
Right. And yeah, incidentally, but, if you took that excerpt from what I just said, you would think that I was a howling Rush Limbaugh
no,
right wing.
No,
yeah,
no.
It's called humor.
And you know what? I think you need to take the subject matter, even if it was a class on breastfeeding.
Yes.
It is going to be distracting. It is not usual. I have nothing against breastfeeding and
it's
public?
A natural thing.
Public?
No,
public?
I'm saying breastfeeding as a rule,
well,
but
well,
I
you
think
shouldn't have anything.
I think.
Wrong.
I think.
What would you have a problem with?
I don't know.
Okay, let me tell you.
But that sets up what I'm about to say.
Rob,
I think in public it's questionable at best.
Yes.
And in a professional setting, which a classroom is, even at AU, I think it's
because
it's,
we have a boob culture in this country.
I think
we
she got in a jam. I thought she, you know, had no place to put the kid and brought
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but
you know,
let me read the rest of the story.
If you have a biology class and the professor brings a toilet in and decides to take a dump, that's not going to be appropriate.
That's a class at Mark and Lowell University.
You guys are hypocrites.
Like
everybody
it.
Stop. I want to read the rest of the story. Adrian Pine, an anthropology professor at American University in D.C., says she brought her sick baby daughter. The baby was sick,
yes.
too. That's nice.
I'd like to see the paperwork on that.
To class 2 weeks ago because she didn't want to cancel the first lecture of sex, gender, and culture. That'd be one. That's a gut.
Yeah,
I'd sign up for that one right there. During the 75-minute class, I used to hate that. I always wish they were 65 minutes.
I like the 75 twice a week.
Of course you do.
During the 75, of course, because he's a good student. during the 75-minute class, the baby crawled on the floor in the lecture hall. The mother extracted a paperclip from the baby's mouth.
Oh, that's not good.
And shooed her away from an electrical outlet. When the baby grew restless, Pine breastfed her.
All right, so
that's according to the Washington
Post. That's
just when
out
you
want to
talk about parenting, they can't delay eating by 75 minutes, but go ahead, munch on these paper clips.
Yeah, right.
And pay attention.
Sit next to this
Here's
outlet.
A quote from this lady, Adrian Pine.
Pine.
I doubt anyone saw my nipple because I'm pretty good at covering it, Pine wrote. All right, that's just a stupid thing to say.
Yeah.
I heard the dean today of the school. The dean was indicating that they were going to look into it, but she says perhaps one decisions that were made might be brought
yes.
into question here.
And then the dean headed over to the couch.
I was shocked.
I'm going to go on over to the couch.
Yeah. When asked for comment, Dean said, "I don't mind anybody whipping out a breast."
I sure wish that when I did my show with the Gold Diggers, I sure wish we could have seen them back then.
Man, you got to get that paperclip out of that mouth.
Boy, feet away, babe. Feet away. Pine wrote that I was shocked and annoyed that this would be considered newsworthy after accusing the school newspaper and female reporter. And it's the only reason we're spending this much time is because it's AU.
Right.
After accusing the school newspaper and female reporter of having an anti-woman bias, she also asked, do university students really need to be so mollycoddled that they should not see something I do on public transportation nearly every day? Now, that's an interesting comment.
Because
it's perfectly legal, right, to do
that
on public transportation.
Absolutely.
But you know what?
Be.
Again, it goes back to professionalism. And
right.
If I had a student at AU, and God, I hope if they keep studying, they might get in. If I had a kid that was a student at AU,
right.
I would think that's inappropriate in a professional setting because I'm paying to have them learn not to see that.
Okay. Yeah, but who hasn't brought their kid to work?
Everybody brings their kids.
Not me.
You are the scab picker today.
I mean,
he is
the infector. But you know what? I didn't breastfeed them.
Now let's do a little impromptu theater. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 men in the room, and we will now let's all play the role of college students. We will not have any words to say because we are not. It's not a discussion class. This is the reaction as we are watching the lecture right now, and she's breastfeeding.
Wow.
Thank you. Bravo, ladies.
Look at that.
Can we do a follow-up improv?
That was the campus of American University.
Follow-up improv of what we
were... Who did the Beavis? That was fantastic, Mark.
What thought is going through our mind when it's happening? Because then we could actually say words.
All right. That's thoughts going through the mind. All right. Very, very good.
Take it all, bitch.
Nope. God. Wow.
That is horrible. All right, I'll do mine.
All right.
I sure wish I was that baby.
No.
I didn't know the dean was sitting in.
I got mine.
Why is that man in a tuxedo?
Oscar's got his.
So hungover.
Oscar at school. Buzz, would you like to join in?
Yes, I would. Hey, save some for the rest of us.
Oh, God!
That's terrible. I hate that.
And yet wonderful.
Oh, my God. All right, so enough of that. Good luck. We'll see what's happening.
And what's the American University? What is their team mascot?
The Eagle.
Go Eagles!
The Eagle. All right, Sons of Anarchy was on last night, but I don't want to talk about
new
that.
Season.
I want to talk about my ride to the Pentagon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Special thanks go out to the Harley Owners Group we just had. I had a weekend, as all the guys know, and I can't tell you all the details about when I was disappointed in people and certain people let me down. Well, people who don't let me down are these motorcycle riders who are salt of the earth, just down to earth, good, patriotic people. I don't care what their politics are. A lot of them are Democrats. A lot of them are Republicans, and it doesn't matter because the whole 9/11 commemoration was not to be politicized, and I think they did a fairly decent job up until, of course, the ambassador to Lebanon Libya was murdered. Then it got political.
That coming
up. But I will tell you that last night was something that I was privileged to be a part of. We met down at Patriot Harley, you know, Lyndon, our friend Lyndon, who runs that, and Bob DeHaven, who owns it. And we got together, and we rode at night down to the Pentagon. And Don and I had done a show at the Pentagon on the year anniversary.
First anniversary, right.
I have not been back to the Pentagon since then. And this was the first time that I was down when the memorial had been constructed.
Okay.
And we rode down and in formation. And got down there, and all the names were read of the people that were lost at the Pentagon. And it was just a very touching, very moving tribute to these people. And, you know, if you write on your Facebook page, never forget, and you put it up there, that's a good way to commemorate this. And so people don't forget what's going on. We discussed it yesterday, and I'm just going to touch on it briefly today. Really mind-blowing when you mentioned that your son wasn't even born on 9/11. I mean, it just blows me away.
He is such a happening little man now that it really, when I came up with that yesterday, I really had to second guess myself. I had forgotten that it had been that long ago.
Yeah, and just for those of you that come to Washington, D.C., I really think there's so many. I've been to a lot of memorials since I've been associated with this group of riders. Whether it's Jimmy Cerrito, whether it's my friends that ride, bikers are just a pretty damn fine group of people
yep.
to be associated with because they do things that make you very aware of what it is to be an American and mm-hmm. to do this. And John Murphy, my friend Murph, who Rob got a chance to meet.
Yeah.
Murph is president of the Harley Owners Group and read the names along. Mm-hmm. with a lot of other people in the group, and they read every single name down there. Mm-hmm. And we gathered in front of
Not
one of the
crass,
memorials.
Not to be crass, how many names are there?
187.
Wow.
And what was fabulous about this was there were people down there paying their respects just in general, regular people that mm-hmm. Had just come by, and the group got larger and larger and larger. And mm-hmm. by the end of it, there was just a huge group of people standing around the memorial listening to the names read. I just don't think there's any
United
better way
Yeah.
of doing this than when they do it up at Ground Zero in New York and they read all mm-hmm. the names and they do the same thing for the Flight 93 mm-hmm. Memorial, which I plan
in
to attend on my own.
It is something so simple, but it really brings home how real it is and
yep.
that it, 11 years after, it really did happen.
Yep.
Because even having been a part of it as we were, it is surreal looking back on it, mm-hmm. and you want to put it into perspective that these were real people that lost real lives.
Yeah, and really, it just was terrific for them to do this, and to be a part of it was very, very special, and I hope I can be a part of it year after year after year. So salute to the Hog Group, the Harley Owners Group
yeah.
of Fairfax, really good folks, and you know, that's all it's about. It's about raising money for charity. It's about showing your patriotism and doing good, and I'll tell you something, if you're in that group and you get your jammed up in any situation, it would astonish you mm-hmm. how mm-hmm. helpful these people can be.
And
it's
fast,
really,
and
you
fast.
Know, as Carlos said, you can be a member of a church or you can join the Harley Owners Group.
There you go.
And do that. It's a good group of people.
Do some good.
We'll take a break. When we come back, it's Rob and his Magic Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com, everybody. Our show is brought to you by TryLendingTree.com. You're still thinking about refinancing your home, but you just don't know where to start? The answer is LendingTree.com. Go to TryLendingTree.com, fill out a simple form, and let their network of over 200 lenders compete for your business. It's totally free.
Totally.
And customers are saying things like this. Listen to these testimonials. There are tons of them. LendingTree matched me to a lender, and I closed on the loan last week. A mere 32 business days after the rate lock.
Wow.
Means they locked in the rate. The finance rate.
Wow.
They made what can be a frustrating process a positive experience. That's
just
one of the many people that do it for LendingTree. Don't wait. Visit TryLendingTree.com. This is one of the greatest times to refi or buy a new home in American history.
Mm-hmm.
Get a free mortgage guide when you enter the code TMOS, or you can call them at 866-291-2010. You'll be confident you got the best deal. Visit TryLendingTree.com and enter the code TMOS. Now, without further ado,
visit website for details. NMLS license number 1136, 1312 Village Creek Drive, Suite 900, Plano, Texas 75093.
Did you pitch that up a little bit?
No, that's just how it was sent to me.
Let's open up the audio vault for today, Wednesday, September 12, 2012. Take it away, Rob.
Little fun with music. We did this with Queen not long ago, and this one blew my mind, not just for Mick Jagger, but for the other person that's going to be involved here.
Isolated Mike?
Yeah, this is the song we just heard, Gimme Shelter.
Gimme Shelter.
Which I think is probably one of the most chilling Rolling Stones songs. Mm-hmm. And still, if you hear them do it live, it will make your skin get all
goosebumps. Yeah.
It's a good one. They found on YouTube it was Mick Jagger, and I think they were only using 8 tracks, so he's on the same track as that backup singer. Her name is Mary Clayton.
Yeah, when they had the 25th anniversary of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame concert, Fergie backed up. Mick Jagger did an incredible job with this, but I'd love to hear this.
And her name is, again, Mary Clayton, M-E-R-R-Y, and I want you to hear how pure her voice is, how mm-hmm. soulful her voice is, and Mick sounds really great on this. This is Gimme Shelter with the vocals busted out.
The Rolling Stones!
Now, who is doing that?
This is Mary Clayton.
She's doing that background?
Yeah, and also their use of reverb to give it almost an ethereal sound. Mm-hmm. It's something you don't really pick up on the record, but on the vocal, it's amazing.
Now, would he be hearing this when he's recording it?
Yes, but they're going to share the track. So, and also, if you listen very carefully, you can hear the headphone bleed. They've already laid down the instruments, and they're adding the vocals after the fact. So they're listening in headphones and singing.
Ooh, a storm is threatening my very life today. If I don't get some shelter, oh yeah, I'm gonna fade away.
I know he gets a lot of crap as a technique singer, but man, his voice is strong on this record.
I need to hear
this. It's just a shot away. It's just a shot away. Whoa,
all right, stop it for a second. So when he does that chorus part, does he kind of go off mic to do that?
I can't tell because I wasn't at the session if they're sharing a mic. I would think that they are going onto the same track using split mics and letting the engineer ride their levels.
Okay.
But also something that is so neat is that they're both great voices, but they couldn't.
Can you start it again? Yeah. I just want to hear it.
Yeah. They can't be any more different. And that's one of the reasons why it works so well together. His voice is so gritty and hers is so, for lack of a better word, it's sweet.
And this is the making of an iconic hit.
Classic.
Yeah.
I love this. And listen also, you can hear the headphone bleed. I'll shut up. I think we'll have time at the end of the show. I'll tack this on in its entirety because I'd like folks to hear it.
Very,
okay?
Very cool.
That was a jaw dropper for me, and I love to see tracks coming out just a little bit at a time. When you can hear those isolated vocals, it emphasizes talent, and it also underscores where there is no talent.
Very cool.
Yeah, do they even do that now when they record a record?
Oh, they have to. Yeah, they've got 128.
I feel like you have everybody on different tracks, but it's digital. That sounds just like that sound. I don't think you would ever hear a headphone bleed in today's recordings?
Yeah, occasionally. Yeah, you will. Oh, but
yeah, you would hear a headphone bleed. You would hear because it would be what digital recording is the same thing. It's just you're doing it in a different way. You're acquiring
bits
the sound
instead of tape
differently. But yeah, if there was a headphone bleed, you're going to record that headphone bleed digitally. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you're going to hear that.
But couldn't you just go back and just clean it up?
It could
you
be
probably
removed.
Would,
there's no need to.
There's no need because if you're on tempo, the headphone bleed is the same thing that's on the other track.
Okay.
So
you're getting, and you're also, you're absolutely right. You're able to clean things up so much better with digital now.
That just sounds so pure.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you keep up with the Kardashians?
Hell no.
Because I'm getting to a point. This most recent episode, Kris Kardashian.
Hate everything they're about.
NBC does.
Yeah. She went breast shopping. And one of the things is she was getting her breast implants out and being replaced. The mom was.
The mama.
And I just want to play a
the
brief
mom
clip.
Who just the mom who thinks of herself as a sex object and is so light years removed from being that.
Well,
it just grosses
they
me
expire.
Out.
The breast implants, they expire.
Yeah, they expire, but I mean it's still that the mom, the way she dresses like a 16-year-old,
no question.
The key plot point of this most recent episode is that she needed new breast implants, and this is her and her Kardashian family looking through porn magazines. Shopping for the breasts she wants. And I'm setting up something, so just bear with me a moment.
Ooh, those are like snow cones.
Yeah, those are
crazy. And this is, honey, I have enough boobs here for like a football team.
Kind of makes Honey Boo Boo look like Masterpiece Theater. Later
well,
on in the
also,
episode.
Incidentally, if you want a primer on how to raise a family of sluts.
Oh, yeah.
And there, go for it.
Later on in the family.
Then maybe your daughter can bang somebody on camera and it can be revealed to the world and she'll be world famous.
Be famous.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Roman Empire, way to go.
Later on, same episode, she gets the implants in and the scars are not even healed. The stitches are in and she's showing them off.
Anybody want to have a look?
What are the
are you on, dude?
Everything.
A lot of drugs.
Show us your boobs.
This is like really awkward.
There's a lot of stitches.
And I don't know, who's the guy Scott? Is it Scott Kardashian?
Yeah.
Well, Scott wanted,
Scott's married to...
Scott Kelly.
Yeah, well, Scott wanted to see the mother-in-law's breast. So that was a great moment. But I
Scott's
think,
my favorite character on that show, by the way.
I think
Scott Kardashian, he's married into the family?
Yes.
Yeah, but he's okay. Not Scott Kardashian, though.
No, right. No.
I think that I
yes,
couldn't,
he is.
I couldn't
yeah,
even
right.
choose a favorite character because I love them all.
Of course.
But I think they reached a great new moment, and they got help from NBC mm-hmm. because they were going to promote that exact episode on the Today Show
when
yesterday.
Did Bruce Jenner come in and go, "Welcome to the House of Wax"?
Bruce Jenner, his face is falling. His face also had expired, Mike. That was the other thing. Yesterday on the Today Show, they had Chris Kardashian in to talk about that very
yes.
episode. But the timing was rather unfortunate. It was during the moment of silence that Obama had with Mrs. Obama.
Okay.
And
I heard about this. Big controversy.
This is, to me, literally nauseating. Mm-hmm. Listen to the content, but also listen to the sound that NBC is rolling behind the content.
Kris Jenner, the matriarch of the Kardashian clan, as both a mom and a manager, or a momager, as they like
and
to
exactly
say. She is guiding the careers of her six kids while trying to set limits for her youngest daughters, Kylie and Kendall, who are still finishing high school. Kris, good morning.
Good morning.
Keeping up with you is hard to do. You guys are so busy.
It's a little busy right now.
The bells.
That bell is the natural sound at the moment of silence.
Oh, my God.
How
wait.
Keep going
it
with
gets,
that?
It gets God even almighty, worse. It gets worse.
What were they?
Yeah, we just finished filming season 7 of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, so we're just coming to the end of that, and it's crazy.
You mentioned 7 seasons. Is
yes.
there any moment
seven
or
seasons.
Moments where you just think, gosh, I wish we hadn't recorded
Can you
that?
Believe it?
You know what? Some things I watch back and I think, wow.
Why doesn't someone stop?
I'm
that's it. I
dumbstruck.
Mean, I know. I'm
right.
more than that.
The
I'm,
correct response.
And also, you know, the Today Show was the only one that did not carry it as a moment of silence and
every
as an event.
Every other network observed that moment of silence mm-hmm. in some respectful
but,
form or
wow.
fashion.
How do you make it worse? You run taps under a Kardashian.
Tom yeah. Brokaw says he was embarrassed by this incident.
Wow. Or is it who's interviewing Savannah?
That
no,
was
that was the
Natalie.
News girl. Natalie, yeah.
News
she
girl.
Even just, better.
News girl.
Do you think...
Hello, honey.
Hey,
you,
baby.
Know, you could take like 20 clips out of this show today, and we would sound like a bunch of 80-year-old men.
Every day, Mike. Every day.
I think it's that news girl.
Leave some for
Natalie
us.
Should have stopped and said,
yes.
look.
Yeah, but you
yeah.
know what I get from Natalie?
Hold
is,
on, he's right. He's
man,
right.
I
yeah.
agree.
That is spot on. That's the ball and the zero balls. I mean, she
well,
does.
Because
you know,
Natalie answers just, to the earpiece.
She is a
she
robot.
She should have just said, look, I'm sure. sorry,
right.
let's stop.
She yeah. didn't want to end up in Syria with Ann Curry.
Did they? You know, for those of you who might not know the old movie Broadcast News, there's that scene in Broadcast News where Holly Hunter has the other girl that's hitting on William Hurt
right.
shipped off to Alaska.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I thought of that when I saw Ann Curry in
yes.
Syria the
yeah.
other day with the wind blown.
Yeah.
She's in the middle of a sandstorm. She's reporting right there.
The
I mean, who
stories.
Knows whether she really wants to do that
and
or not.
So that was perhaps a paramount moment of disrespect.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
I want to ask you this about that. Did they reference it at all during the rest of the Today Show?
Nope.
No.
They just stepped they just up.
NBC is defending its decision. Saying that we spent plenty of time on 9/11 the rest of the show.
Oh,
but you
idiots.
See,
Comcast, they don't get it.
What they don't get is they would have been okay with that argument if they didn't carry the audio.
Right. Yeah, right.
What that is, it cheapens.
Oh, 100%.
And yeah. it's just now we.
It's
I don't
like
normally.
Peeing on it.
I yeah. don't normally look back on something we've already discussed, but this meant a lot to you, and what I saw was great too. I just want to do a brief moment of what Joe Biden said at Shanksville yesterday.
Okay, yeah, before you play it, please, we're taking off our political hats here.
Yes,
this was because really, I'm somebody who watches Joe and jumps on him when he makes a gaffe
yes,
as much
do.
As the next guy. He had a level of sensitivity that I have not heard a politician have because I think he has had such severe, devastating loss in his own family.
And I think that conveys in this brief clip.
Listen to this. This is a great speech.
Apolitically, I will say this. Hats off to Joe Biden.
It's a genuine honor to be back here today. But like all of the families, we wish we weren't here. We wish we didn't have to be here. Wish we didn't have to commemorate any of this. It is, and it's a bittersweet moment for the entire nation.
Yeah, and he went on to just talk about grief. I wish he had more of that.
And it wouldn't be Joe Biden, though, if he didn't do something afterwards.
Oh, of course he does. And he's going to step on it at some point.
Met a couple of guys, I believe they were soldiers, that he invited back to the White House for a beer, which I thought was nice, but his language might have been better chosen because he didn't realize he was on camera.
Of course. It's a beer, got a brain check, come to the White House. Franny, give me your card. Well, he's going to call you. This is no bullshit.
See, you got to love that.
I know you guys are here. This is no malarkey.
No malarkey.
If you come to the White House, I will buy you the beer.
I will buy you the beer.
This is no bull ass.
Okay, I'm not going
to I want him to win.
Too many clips here. Too many clips here. Perhaps tomorrow I want to get to some of the tape of that 911 surfer, as they're calling him, the guy that actually, the guy that rode the wreckage down. Yes. Some amazing stuff. I'm going to table that for now. I would love to hate Tom Hanks sometimes, but then there are times when he does a talk show or it's just him being him that he comes off as likable as can be.
Okay.
And here's a big one in his plus column. He was chosen to eulogize Michael Clark Duncan yesterday.
Okay.
And told a wonderful story about him. As you know, Michael Clark Duncan from The Green Mile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he co-starred with Tom Hanks. Here's Tom Hanks yesterday at the funeral.
This is good. Big Mike decided to join this gang. How do you decide to join a gang? This is, you walk up to him and said, I'd like to be in your gang. And then they beat the crap out of you for 20 minutes. Michael was a member of this gang, and they took some red dye or whatever it is and gave him that little patch in his head. And he goes home. What's that in your hair, Michael? Oh, that's my trademark, Mom. I'm in a gang. Oh, really? You're the gang now? That's where I'm going to go. Oh, Lord, shit. Oh. She came down with this frying pan across his head. Now, I'm guessing pork chop went flying all over the place. And Mama says, now, you go tell your friends you ain't in that gang. I said, so what did you do? He said, I went to the corner where the gang was, and I found him. I said, my mama says I can't be in your gang.
Anymore?
What did they do? They beat the crap out of me a second time.
And that is funny. Your magic audio vault, Mike.
We'll take a break, come back with Buzz and news right after this on Rebel Night. Welcome back to MichaelMaraShow.com. All right, we talked about it earlier in the show. We're going to talk about it again. We are seriously, I will not do the do you have a band voice again? No. I will tell you that we are looking for a band to be our house band in Reno, Nevada for our November 10th show at Circus Circus. If you'd like this golden opportunity, you can appear on stage with us at Circus Circus Hotel and Casino in fabulous Reno, and the whole cast will be there. We're going to be taking auditions for our house band. Any three-piece or greater musical ensemble, you can send your audition video or your YouTube clip to houseband@MichaelMaraShow.com. Now, this could be your ticket to fame and fortune. I just put that in there.
I think that's nice,
it
Mike.
It could be.
Can you say that again, but mean it more?
This could be your ticket to fame and fortune.
Yeah, I like the first read better.
Convinced?
All entries, hey, it'll be, you know, you get on stage in front of all these wonderful people.
Sold out.
Yeah. All entries will be judged on musicianship, stage presence, and star quality. The winner will be our house band at the Mike O'Mara Live Show, November 10th at Circus Circus, and our deadline for entries is October 10th, although we reserve the right to name a winner if somebody kills. You know, if we see and we get it all worked out, but we need at least a month to work it out with you guys. So send videos and YouTube clips to houseband@MichaelMaraShow.com, and we thank you
in advance.
And now, without further ado, let's get right to the news with Mr. Buzz Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
You get bragging rights.
Right.
You can say you were at our sold-out show performing.
You saw Buzz in his bathing suit.
When do you get your evaluation for your laser eye surgery?
I
when
don't,
does that
Mark,
happen?
Do you is know that answer?
I have a meeting with Jay today. I'm going to see him.
Probably have that information for you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm exactly. So excited. I can't wait for that to happen. That's really the next event for us is you having your eyes checked. And,
yes.
And probably, if all goes well, and I suspect it will be, if you're a candidate, you'll be going ahead with the surgery. And I mention that because today's news is brought to you by TLC, the Laser Eye Center.
I remember
how much I enjoyed my freedom from glasses. Mm-hmm. You clean them, they get scratched, you lose them, they pinch your nose and give you a headache.
Let me give you an example.
That was so slick.
I'm sitting here right now, and I'm looking
where
through
are you going?
Wow. And, well, I knew he was going to the TLC thing, but I'm sitting here today, and I've got the drugstore ones.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't have my prescription ones. No, not people's drug.
No, dart drug.
I haven't had glasses that long.
Fantles?
As
cats.
CVS?
Drug fair?
And I just...
Rexall?
I'm just all screwed up.
You look good.
I'm all screwed up. So I want to get this procedure done, and hopefully I'll be a candidate. You'll know before.
You know what's fun, Mike? And you won't be able to do this soon. Put them back on and put them on upside down. Okay. I love that.
It's the freedom from glasses or contacts, which are also a pain. The TLC staff.
Good luck.
Mike's wearing his glasses upside down.
Thank you.
That could be the cause of the headaches.
Yeah, maybe.
The TLC staff is friendly. The surgeons are experienced. The equipment is always state of the art. And the TLC lifetime commitment is huge. TLC has locations all over the country. If you move, you're covered. To schedule a free consultation and to see what you've been missing, call 877-TLC-2020. That's 877-TLC-2020, or find TLC online at LASIK.com. That's LASIK.com. Be sure to tell them you heard about it on the Mike O'Mara Show. That's TLC Laser Eye Centers.
Very good.
Now, with everything else going on, it's too easy to forget that a scary deadline is approaching. At the end of this year, the Bush tax cuts expire, all of them, for everybody, and automatic budget cuts kick in on much of the federal government on that date, whether it's a good idea or not.
So the Bush tax cuts, that has to do with bikini waxing?
Yeah, baby.
Sorry.
That's where I got the shorts.
Sexy.
Those cuts, those government cuts would affect both defense and domestic programs. Nobody's going to be happy with these cuts, trust me. This deadline and these automatic cuts were dreamed up by lawmakers a little over a year ago in the fantasy that over these months, lawmakers would be able to agree on a debt ceiling and making the right financial moves. But since this Congress has accomplished even less than the so-called do-nothing Congress of 1948, we'll be lucky if it can act by its own deadline.
Great Congress in 48.
And while the clock ticks away, the U.S. is once again getting scary warnings from a credit rating service. If we lose our credit, we're really screwed.
I got that call yesterday at dinner time, too.
Yeah, it's frustrating, but this is a much bigger deal, Rob.
Not to me.
House Speaker John Boehner says the president has failed to lead in this crisis. Never mind that the House lawmakers refused to work with Obama on anything anyway.
Boehner.
Maybe that's why Boehner says he's, quote, not confident at all that we can avoid the ugly things that will start to happen on January 1st without action.
I'm not confident at all.
And that,
hey, settle down.
Then he cried. That brings us to the former banker and convicted tax cheater who just got a $100,000 reward from the IRS.
No.
$100 million. I'm sorry, excuse me. $100 million.
$104 million.
His name is Drysdale, isn't
excuse
it?
Me.
I'm Ms. Hathaway.
Wow, good. Congratulations.
Thank you for getting
me. I blew the whistle on all those testy Swiss banks, and now I'm collecting after I've been in prison $104 full million.
Are you happy?
I'm delighted.
Do you like money?
Could you start that over just because I want people to hear the impact of the story?
It's
pretty amazing.
It brings us to the former banker and convicted tax cheater who just got a $104 million reward from the IRS. Granted, Bradley Birkenfeld avoided paying income tax, but he went to prison for that. What Birkenfeld also did was blow the whistle on thousands of other tax cheats, and his record-setting reward is but a small fraction of the $18 billion he's helping the IRS recover from his fellow cheaters. And the IRS says that fat reward may well attract other whistleblowers to come forward, bringing in even more money.
Gee, I wonder if anybody knows about people that have accounts in the Cayman Islands.
Wow.
That's next.
With that last sentence said, my initial reaction is, well, this guy doesn't deserve it.
Right.
But if it starts to tidy up the industry, how do you feel about it?
I think what it is with the United States IRS, what you got is a situation where if they can get money back into the coffers, they don't give a rat's ass. If somebody's done their time and paid their penalty,
which he did,
like this guy has.
And they're just giving him a fraction.
It is a percentage, and that's how they lure people to give them the information.
2 cents on the dollar, they say.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And what's that
worth
movie?
Worth it to the government.
What's that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio and Tom Hanks?
Oh, Catch Me If You Can.
Catch Me If You Can. I mean, he was a convicted felon, and then later in life, he was helping to figure out who was doing all the counterfeiting.
Same exact thing.
Mike alluded to this earlier. There are a lot of things interwoven here, and I think we've weaved them nicely. Events outside the U.S. are having an effect on the presidential race back here. The week began with a terrorist-killing president versus a former governor with no foreign policy experience. That's where we started Monday morning. But In the couple of days that have followed, an American ambassador and other U.S. officials have been killed in an attack on our embassy in Libya. Our embassy in Egypt has been attacked as well. Security has been stepped up at all of our foreign embassies. Now, these attacks came, and this gets really weird, they came because of an anti-Muslim film that went viral.
Has anybody seen this movie?
Mm-mm. No.
I haven't seen it. No.
The film was made by an Israeli who lives in California. He is safely in hiding while American officials die overseas from the anger his work generated.
It's an anti-Islamic film.
Oh my, is it ever. The film says Muhammad was a fraud and a pervert and that Islam is a cancer.
Okay.
Mitt Romney is now attacking the president for Obama's handling of foreign affairs. And to complicate things further, we're experiencing some tension with Israel over if or when to put the hammer down on Iran for its nuclear program. Israel would like the U.S. to draw the same line in the sand it's drawing. The U.S. has been saying, no, we'll draw our own lines, thank you very much. And there are indications that Israeli officials feel better about Mitt Romney right now than they do President
Obama.
Well,
that's known. I mean, Netanyahu's a conservative, and he's known to get along better with Mitt Romney.
That's been the case.
I just have a quick tip in here. You know, you'll get to the details of what happened in Libya and what happened in Egypt because of this response. But I think, you know, and I mentioned this in the past, that the extremists, there's going to be extremists everywhere.
Sure.
And unfortunately, in this digital age, some Yahoo can make a movie that doesn't represent our views, but
free
make
speech.
It look like it's our view.
Of course.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
Anything can be turned into propaganda.
Right. Yep.
It can just, what's the word when you put it out there? Not
disseminated.
Disseminated faster instantly at times.
Yeah. And it doesn't justify, running down to your local embassy and, putting an RPG inside the embassy and killing the ambassador.
Not at all. But the response is what's important.
Yeah. As far as how we respond to that murder.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, there's the question. I mean, I think, frankly, you kill a United States ambassador, then
used to be an act of war.
That used to be seriously an act of war. And I think we ought to have a presence in there, and there ought to be some sort of retribution for this. I mean, you can't go around firing into a United States embassy or any embassy matter. And I think this is, get some action over there in Libya. And I don't know how you do it. You don't want to start another ground war with insurgencies that we can't handle. But really, this is amazing that this happened. The fact that they, it's one thing to go and protest and throw bottles and stuff, but a full-fledged military-style attack on a U.S. embassy that results in our ambassador dying. I don't know. I think we have to dig in a little bit.
Yeah,
on this
I agree. Right. I agree.
The Chicago teacher strike is in its third day now, with the two sides still far apart.
On Conservative Wednesday,
no sign of a breakthrough. Now, this is an important story because if the city of Chicago wins its battle with the teachers, then other cities and states will have the confidence to make even more cuts on their teachers.
You can save Conservative Wednesday if you come out in favor of labor right now.
Labor.
The war continues on Planned Parenthood. An Indiana activist wants to cut off funding to that organization there, arguing that handing out morning after pills is the same as performing surgical abortions.
Hey, Mike, there has to be a morning after.
And finally,
it was number one on the day that Mark Ronick was born.
And not a moment too soon.
He hates that fact.
We can count on you when we need you, Florida. Just north of Fort Myers, they're sorting out the they're sorting out the charges.
Sort out your throat.
They're sorting out it happens about this time every day, doesn't it? Just north of Fort Myers, they're sorting out the charges in this story. A man and woman were having sex while driving. She pulls a .357 Magnum to rob him they're having sex while driving.
It's like where I want to live. Somewhere.
He punches her in the eye.
In the eye, he does.
The car hits a palm tree and sails through the air and a couple of front yards.
They should live in a colder climate.
Still trying to sort this out.
Did the gun go off?
No, fortunately it didn't.
Which gun?
And in Fort Myers itself, a 51-year-old man was arrested for being naked in public.
God.
He was found sitting on a park bench with a laptop computer
and a ukulele,
a pair of 3D glasses.
Oh! Wow.
3D glasses, several cans of Ice House beer, and a smashed cheeseburger. Might have gotten away with it too if he hadn't also been touching himself.
Yeah!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh my God.
I hate Ice House. He should be arrested just for that.
That's not only Florida, that's Fort Myers, Florida.
Yeah, it's your neighbors.
See you in January, everybody.
Hey, buddy boy.
Forward to it. Our show today was brought to you you by Score Big. They got all the tickets you need, and right now you can go to scorebig.com, enter the code TMOS at checkout, and save at least $30 below box office price on your first purchase. Patrick Schumacher saved 90% on a Nats Brewers game. Using the TMOS code, he paid $5 a seat. You check it out too. scorebig.com. Score Big. That's always below box office price, guaranteed. We'll see you next time. Happy anniversary, Carla.
Yay!
Love you, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What are the odds?
Ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.